Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal, to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, party people! Yes, this is the finale, the season finale of Arrow. Oh my gosh, unthinkable. That's the title of the episode that aired tonight on May the 14th, 2014. This is your host, Jesus Heredia. Thank you for listening to the Arrow Talk podcast, which we will be discussing about the finale. And seriously, I think it was one of those moment episodes. It's like boom, 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 right out the gate. No holding back. I mean, scenes after scenes, really well-written dialogue. Come on, guys. Do you guys agree? Really well-written. Stunt work, always a... come on. Do we even need to even say that one more time about the stunt work on Arrow? Tremendous, tremendous. All right, if you're listening live right now, we will be on for the next 25 minutes, so please call in at 914-338-1036. That number again is 914-338-1036. Call in. Tell us what you thought about the finale. We have a caller right now. Let's see. I hope this is my speedy companion.
Hey, yeah, it's Matt from Florida. What's up?
There you go. Hey, Matt.
I didn't know because you always say area code 239. Oh, man, what a finale. OMG. Roy finally getting in his mask. Roy shooting
How cool was that scene right there? Just that alone.
Oh, man. And then Thea leaving with her father. I somehow knew that was coming. And that trailer for The Flash, man, that was so cool.
Yes, we will be talking about that at the end of the podcast. Let's see who else is on the line with you, man, from 914. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
This is Regina.
Hey, Regina, how are you?
Hey, Regina.
Fine, how are you?
So, did you watch Unthinkable tonight on Arrow?
Oh, my God. I just finished watching it. I'm still, like, thunderstruck here.
Remember the love scene between Felicity and Oliver? I thought it was true. Well, what did you guys think?
I know.
Too.
I was, like, going,
me too.
Yes,
I thought
finally.
They were going to kiss.
And then the letdown I'm going, are you kidding me?
Yes,
and
they teased us so much in this
I'm
episode.
Like, oh,
so much.
All
right. Let's go to you, Matt. Give us your favorite scene of tonight's episode, Unthinkable, which was the finale.
I loved the final battle scene with Slade and Oliver, and then you see them fighting, and then you see the flashback on the island fighting. Oh, my God. I mean,
oh,
dude,
the way they went back and forth? Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. It was just so freaking cool.
Editing was really well done.
They just do a great job on the show. And then that scene at the end when Thea found the arrows Roy was using, And also, Detective Lance sounds like he's going to be dead in season 3.
I know. We don't know. That was the only cliffhanger in my eyes. Oh, my gosh. What's the fate of Detective Lance? All right. Thank you, Matt. Let's go to Regina. Regina, tell us what is your favorite scene of tonight's episode, Unthinkable?
Obviously, when Oliver told Felicity that he loves her, even though it wasn't true.
I don't, hey, I'm going to be honest.
Yes.
I was so gullible. I was like, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Me too. My mom and I did
like
the same thing.
Like screaming at the TV.
See, I'm not the only one. This is so cool.
No.
I'm so glad we're in unison here because, you know, when I thought of doing a podcast, I'm like, I know I'm not the only one. Come on. We all,
yeah.
all us fans have that same emotional reaction to the show.
I know.
Felicity, I mean, I kept on saying, finally, the old Felicity is going to happen. I mean, come on. And also the ending there where Slade was in the prison on the island. He thought
that was a good one. That was a good purgatory, as Oliver said. All right,
mm-hmm.
We have another caller from area code 352. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast. We're talking about Unthinkable. Hello?
To send, simply hang up. To review, press 2. To re-record, 3.
Okay, that was weird.
Whoa.
Hang up. Review, 2. Re-record, 3.
Wait, what?
What the heck is that?
Now Slade is trying to hack my podcast. What's going on? You never know who's around the corner. All right, good comeback. Okay, so Matt, you talked about the flashbacks in the fighting scene of the big epic fight between Oliver and Slade. Really great intercutting. I also think the buildup to the way Slade kind of went out on the island, or should I say on the boat, that was kind of cool, too. Sometimes, you know, the flashbacks could be a little boring, but even that worked.
Yeah, I thought they were this season. But that scene, the way he saw Shadow, he was just going crazy, and Oliver tried to...
Yeah, he's definitely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Shadow was just totally bizarre. I mean, God, it was just like... Just so epicness and craziness in the island flashbacks, and then Oliver trying to read them with Slade again. I really thought Felicity was going to die, like at that scene when he had the
sword. Oh, my gosh. I mean, are you kidding me? Regina, were you with us? We thought it was going to be Felicity?
Yep.
Yeah.
How pissed off would we be if her head just rolled off on the floor right now?
I think I'd stop watching.
Right? You're like, you killed her. How dare you?
I know.
Oliver, you have failed this fan. Very cool. Okay, so let me give you my favorite scene. My favorite scene is... OMG, as Matt likes to say a lot, the whole passing of the Black Canary coat onto Laurel.
Yes. Yes.
I was just like,
oh my gosh,
that goes back to Laurel. Yes. All along, it's coming back. I wonder if she's going to wear the same wig. Do you think she left that in the jacket somewhere in a pocket?
Probably.
It was in the mail.
Probably, right, yeah, she'll ship it later. I'm sure she'll, but now who's going to train her? Who do you think? Do you think Oliver's going to help Laurel now train as a Black Canary?
Or she's going to get her powers in the season 3 premiere somehow.
Yeah. Another favorite scene, I know I said one, but let me give you one more, is the destruction of Watchtower. Oh my gosh.
No. Yes.
Who flies around with a rocket launcher?
That was so crazy. I'm
sorry, guys. I have to play this one more time here. Diggle, you're the daddy.
that was shocking.
Oh, I'm like, is this Jerry Springer now? What's going on?
Are they even Lila and Dick?
I don't think so. What do you think, Regina?
Didn't he say it was his wife?
Well, oh, yeah, it was.
Ex-wife, he said.
I think he said his wife at some point early on
yeah.
in the season.
Maybe they didn't divorce.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
it was just one of those, like, whatever.
Oh,
but yeah,
one thing I want to ask
wait,
you.
But see that worries me when I found out that Diggs was a daddy now. That worries me. You know why? Now he's going to be like a family guy and all this and that. And I know, you know, that's all perfectly well done. Yeah, handle your kid. But does that mean like a writer's little hint, like, oh, next season Diggle might not be as much of a presence in season 3. Regina, what do you think?
I hope not. I mean, he's a big
right.
part of it. So I would miss him definitely. So.
Yeah. I mean, I actually say more Diggle, but hopefully I'm wrong. Matt, what do you
yeah.
think?
Well, I think that would be so bad of him because I think the scenes between him and Lila, I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. She's pretty, but I like more Dig on C-Mero and seeing more. And then Oliver's relationship explored a bit more in season 3. I mean, I love Dig. He's just so cool. And by the way, did you go see Godzilla?
No, not yet.
Oh, I'm seeing it Friday.
Nice.
Yeah, but yeah, I'd say a lot more Dig. I mean, there could be some scenes in some season 3 with him and his kids, but don't do it too much. Please don't turn it too in drama like what they did with the Tamar people. I saw it was canceled. Bummer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
what?
Sorry to hear that, Matt, that the Tomorrow
oh,
people has been
canceled. Are you serious?
Oh,
yeah,
no, you didn't know?
Oh, no. I haven't gotten
oh.
that story. No, I just bought. Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Oh, crap.
I know. The way it
That's
ended
okay.
with Gina, wasn't that crazy?
Did that finish already?
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so they didn't even give you a good ending?
Well, it left us hanging.
Kind of.
Yeah,
oh,
what's
no.
going to happen?
It was a cliffhanger,
God.
You know?
Oh,
oh
no. Well,
That's
well I guess there
cool.
won't be a tomorrow. Just kidding.
No.
But
that's
okay, so
that
now let's
cancel.
Get back to Arrow. Come on, guys. This is Arrow talk,
I
not
know.
CW talk. Regina's snickering over there. All right, so let's now talk about the whole Merlin Thea scenes, that storyline.
Yes.
It was kind of cool
yeah,
how
cool.
this whole episode had intertwining character growth and also plot points and also definitely giving us more information about who they are. And this scene revealed so much, especially when, even at the beginning, when Thea shot Merlin and he fell to the ground, I'm like, he's going to get up. We all knew that, right? He's
mm-hmm.
just going to get up. Because that shot
yep.
was too long on her, if you notice. When the shot of her walking away, it was on too long for her, for us not to expect someone to appear right behind her. And, of course, I thought right away, oh, my gosh, does he have the Miracle also? But, no, it was the Teflon or
Teflar.
Whatever. Teflar, yeah.
Teflar.
So, Teflar?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay.
Like,
well, obviously wear it so you won't get
vest.
So you won't get shot.
Yeah, it's a bullet. What's they use for bulletproof vest?
Yeah, bulletproofing, and we saw that. Luckily, she didn't shoot him in the head. I'm like, then that would have been the end of that.
He would have been dead.
Yeah.
He would have been dead. It just, I'm just going crazy in how the season 3 premiere is going to be. Oliver finds out that Thea is gone, like somewhere unknown. But I think he. Taking her to Manu Sarbat.
Yes.
Because he's,
so,
he's going. That
what
was
you going to say,
such
Matt?
A crazy ending. That was just, yeah.
And then also, let's now talk about how she switched sides. She went to go see Roy. And then
yep.
she realized that she can be trusting right now, and right now she's doing her own thing. And of course, we see her get in the limousine, and across from her was Merlin, and Merlin asked who was that, and blah, 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 blah. Oh, there you go, there you go. And now Thea is on the dark side. Now, do you think Merlin's going to, you know, build her up as a supervillain also?
Yeah, I have a feeling, because I think, like, what Slade did, he's going to want to do it slowly on getting his revenge on Oliver by using his sister to turn on him, and he's going to tell her that, I know that your brother is the Arrow. I almost killed your brother, but you have a chance to help me to get back at him with all the lies he told you. I
yeah.
really thought he was going to say it tonight.
Yeah. And also, hey, guys, we haven't even touched a bit on it. No Barry Allen. We at least thought he was going to do a cameo. No mention of the Flash or Barry Allen. I was
I
upset. That would have been the Easter
yeah.
egg of all Easter eggs. Like, oh, my gosh, here's the tie-in. Yes, yes, yes. But no, no Barry Allen.
No.
I was upset. Regina, were you upset?
Oh, I was waiting for it. At least mention
yeah.
his name or something, you know? But
something.
Nothing. We got a preview. That's it. A preview.
That's
a commercial.
It was a commercial, yeah.
I know. Yeah, that was a bit upsetting, but oh well.
Yeah, no mention, no Star Lab, no Central City's on their way to help, something. Come on.
Oh, well.
All right, Matt from Florida, are you upset? No Barry Allen in the season finale, Unthinkable.
Yeah, even since that episode 3 goes, after he became the Flash, I really thought he was going to go up against the grenade launcher and grab it and take it somewhere else.
That would have been cool.
But
that would have been really cool.
One of the scenes that reminded me of Star Wars a bit was when on Team Arrow and the League of Assassins were going up against Slade's army. That was so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you see them all running against them. That was just so
cool. That was a cool scene. Yeah.
It was just so good. This season totally increased the DC universe.
Oh, yeah. Totally expanded that universe. All right. If you're listening to us live on blogtalkradio.com, thank you so much. This is the season finale of Arrow and also of Arrow Talk. If you're listening, we are live, so please call in 914-338-1036. We have a new caller. Hello, new caller.
Hi, this is Kay.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. Did you watch tonight's episode, Unthinkable, on the CW?
Yeah, I'm still trying to recover from it.
Oh, my gosh. So many emotions.
We all do.
I mean, we pretty much hashed out a lot. But, Kay, we want to know, what did you think of tonight's episode, Unthinkable?
Oh, my goodness. I give it 9.5 leather jackets out of 10 leather jackets.
Wow. No bows? Very cool. Very cool. And what was your, real quickly, what was your favorite scene? I mean, which scenes really stood out for you? Was it the fake, passionate, you know, opening of how Oliver feels about Felicity? Were you tricked on that? Or what about the Thea and Merlin connection and now the union? Or what about Laurel being the Black Canary now? How crazy is that?
I was kind of surprised. I kind of felt like they were going to fake us out because I knew the cameras were still in the mansion. But
yes.
What surprised me the most was seeing Deadshot again. I got so excited when I saw him, and I didn't anticipate getting so excited to see him.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, go Diggs. He's releasing, you know, the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him, good for him. All right, let's see. We have another caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast, where we're talking about Unthinkable. Hello, new caller. No? Hello? Okay. Well, he can listen. Or she. All right. So now, Did you, I don't know, I wish it would have been 2 hours. They should do all Arrow finales from now on 2 hours. Because 1 hour, you're like, really? I want more. What happens now? What happens to Detective Lance? You know, what happens to Thea and Merlin? You know, there's just so much going on. Yes. Thank you, Regina, for reminding me. All right, so now let's go back. I'm going to put the hot seat on you guys. I know we praised and really, really enjoyed the episode, but let's now get to the nitty-gritty. If you were the editor of tonight's episode, Unthinkable, what scene would you cut out? If you and you have to. You can't just say, oh, I can. I'll cut out the commercials. That doesn't count. So think of one. I'll give you mine. I think at the very end where we see Oliver speaking to Slade in the jail cell, that it was really cool, and I love the location where it's at on the island, of course. But I think the dialogue or that scene just dragged a little, and I would have totally cut it shorter than what it was.
The dialogue, yeah.
Yeah, it was just on and on. Okay, Shadow, yes, we get it. How many more years are we going to hear about this? All right, so that's just me venting. Okay, so now let's go to you, Matt. You're the editor. Put your hat on and start cutting away. What scene would you cut out, and why?
Well, I thought the ending scene with Oliver, like, how did he get to the hotel? I mean, that was kind of a weird ending and how he first meets Amanda Waller.
Yes.
But I'm kind of anxious to see what's going to happen in there. But I thought it was kind of weird. This season flashbacks were kind of different than season one.
Yes, they were. And thank you so much for reminding me of that Amanda Waller scene. So Oliver and Amanda go way back now. Now we see the origin of their relationship. And I believe now we'll see Agent Waller, Amanda Waller, through more of the flashbacks now rather than present day.
In Hong Kong instead of an island.
Right?
then he'll go back.
And how long did he live there? Like, here we go again.
Probably a year. Then season three. And
probably,
go back to the island.
It's like, okay, now that we're off the island, we're on another one. Here we go. All right, let's see. Regina, you're the editor. We gave you the keyboard and the mouse. Here you go. I'm handing it over. Tell me when you get it. Hello? You got it? Okay.
Yeah. The island flashbacks. I'm really tired of them. I mean, I can totally do without them anymore.
Well, are you looking forward to the Thailand
one? And
everybody's
been saying that. So now we'll be getting Hong Kong flashbacks, see? No more
yeah,
island flashbacks.
Hong Kong.
Oh, my God.
It's just another body, you know, All right, well, Regina would definitely, she's done with the island scenes. I could just imagine when the director walks in and watches Regina's cut, he's like, where's all the island stuff? Regina's like, not having it. I love that. All right, Kay, you're the editor now. I hope you know how to reboot the computer. Here you go. Now, cut out a scene and tell us why.
I cut out the scene when they were on the ship and they were trying to escape, and Sarah was in the background saying, not without you, Ollie. It just sounded like a voiceover, and it was weird. I didn't like that.
Yeah, a little on the corny side. We could say that, right, guys?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Now, are we a little upset over the departure of Sarah? Because it looks like we might not see her in season three.
No.
I was a fan. I mean, I guess I'm the only one. No one else? Regina, what about you, Regina? It looks like Kay and Matt say no.
I have been waiting for her to go for a long time.
No! Okay, I guess I'm the only one. I guess the writers heard you guys and said, we're writing her off. Pass the jacket. Hurry up. We're done. She's on a boat now. All right, so Yeah, so that scene definitely comes to mind. It's just like, wow. Okay, do you think Laurel also knows how to control that screaming device? Because I don't think she even told her about that.
No, she didn't.
Right? That's like the shockwave device, the...
No, that's what I'm hoping for in season three, a better season for...
Here's what I'm thinking. Now that we're crossing with the DC magic, as I like to call it, as when Barry Allen is now the Flash, I'm thinking the writers have something planned where there's another chemical spill somewhere and Laurel's involved and it's being like shoved down her throat or something from a evil villain, and then that gives her the power of that screeching sound, you know, just a la carte natural. What do you guys think?
That'll be cool.
Sure.
That would be cool,
right? Come on. She can't be walking around with the device. Here you go, push play.
No, her powers need to be coming out of her mouth.
Natural, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like now the Flash.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you got a guy that runs at the speed of light almost, and hello, why can't we have a screaming lady?
True.
Hello.
Wait a minute, that didn't come out right.
Hello.
All right, so now we did touch base on it a little, but let's go into it a little bit more, the whole Felicity and Oliver scene. Okay, like we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, I fell for it. I mean, I think Regina fell for it, right? What about you, Matt?
Oh, yes.
I've been waiting for them to get that feeling down.
And Kay, what about yourself? Did you fall for that scene?
I was suspicious, so I was on the fence. I felt like he would have at least hugged her or something if he was going to tell her he loved her. I don't know. It just seemed cold in his body action, but it, you know, was coming out of his mouth. He was professing his love, so I was conflicted.
Yeah, well, you know, I did see that too. I'm like, wow, it's really bad acting if he's trying to, like, win her over. But I also, the fan of me was like, yes!
Oh, no.
That would be so
cool. I didn't
cool.
even look at his body.
Right? And even the way
I'm
after he
screaming.
Walked away, you know, up the stairs, she's like,
I know.
I'm sure that's how a lot of fans felt after that scene. They're like, wow, it happened.
I know.
That's how I felt.
And then, of course, they discuss on the beach.
The writers are probably tinkering now.
yeah, they're probably like, oh, we
they're
got
laughing.
You all. Exactly, we scuffled. And, of course, later on the island, after we see Oliver leave from the cell block of Slade, yeah, it's like, it's like when... they're discussing how, yeah, well, thank you so much. And you could tell Felicity still had that inner, like, please, tell me it was all real. What do you guys think?
I don't know. Yeah, she was waiting for the real thing.
Yeah, poor thing. But
yeah,
it looks like she might have to wait.
Yeah,
you could totally tell. Let's go around the room. Do you guys think all Felicity still has those exact same feelings as before towards Oliver? Matt from Florida, let's go to you.
Yeah, and that scene on the island, the way it ended there, she looked so beautiful right there on the island. I think that would have been perfect for their first kiss to go right into season
That's what
three.
I thought. I totally thought that was going to happen.
It was
yeah, we all were. What about you, Kay? Were you waiting for it too?
I was, but I secretly want Felicity to at least date Barry at one point, so I'm kind of like, okay, I guess they could go with it.
I'm so disappointed. No mention of Barry Allen. Shame on you, writers. Shame
True.
On you.
I did hear, though, they're going to do Arrow and Flash crossover.
I hope so.
Oh, you like for the premiere?
Yeah, or like in one of the episodes, as you saw in the trailer, we see Green Arrow about to shoot an arrow, and then I love that trailer. That was so funny.
Yeah, let's talk about that right now. It was a it was a trailer type of commercial that was in between the episode of Unthinkable and gave us a first glimpse of Arrow. I first was puzzled why we see Oliver, but of course, you know, there's a spinoff. But I'm like, we don't even need that. All we needed was the Flash. But the way they did it, it was definitely well done. We see Oliver come up this hill, nice music playing, shoots an arrow, and we see lightning bolts on the ground, and boom, we see the first glimpse of Barry Allen as he catches the arrow and says, ha-ha, ah, or whatever. What'd you guys think, Matt from Florida?
I loved it, especially that line. Oliver makes, and he goes, show off.
Show off. Yeah. Very cool.
I love it.
All right, Regina, what do you think? Come on, give us your honest response to that little teaser there.
I loved it, but I would have liked to see a little bit more of the Flash.
Yeah, we saw more of Oliver. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Okay, we're watching the show. We know. We're fans.
Yeah. So.
Yeah,
but it was good.
And what do you think about the costume and Barry? You know, Barry Allen.
The costume's pretty damn cool.
Very cool. And the effect too with the lightning.
That's awesome too. I still can't wait for the Flash pilot. I can't wait.
There you go. Yeah, coming this fall. And Kay, let's talk about the trailer or teaser, as people like to call it, of the Flash. Your thoughts.
I got super excited. I sat up all straight in my chair, and I was like, whoa, when I saw the effects of the little lightning bolts trailing behind
me.
Yeah.
It works. It totally works for me. All right. Well, this wraps up our podcast of Unthinkable. I want to thank you guys so much for calling in. We will be taking a break now that or the show is over. So just keep following us on Twitter at arrowtalk.com. Again, on Twitter, it's arrowtalk.com. Regina, give us your shout-out. What would you like to say to the world as they listen to the end of the show?
Well, I'd like to thank Kay for calling in, and it's nice to have another caller.
Yeah. And Kay, this is the time where we just give a little shout-out, either if you want to give out your Twitter tag or whatever. Now is the time. Thank you so much for calling in. How easy was it to call in? Did we bite?
No.
All we needed was a fan, and that's why we're here. We love to talk about the show, and it's great to talk about with other people. So, Kay, give us your little shout-out.
Thanks so much for having me, and it was awesome calling in and speaking with you guys. An awesome podcast, and I can't wait till the show comes back.
I know. We can't wait. All right, well, this ends our show. Thank you so much, and good night.